Hello everyone, this is Sarah Hennenfeind and you are listening to the Sofa Podcast. On my sofa today is the wonderful Madeleine Bebe. She's a young student from Vienna and we are talking about how she grew up, how she experienced racism and if there's any change happening right now. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I did talking to her. So let's go! Hi, thank you for coming tonight and yeah, I just think we can start with what's your name, where you're from, where you were born, and yeah, how you grew up. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Madeleine Bebe, and thank you first of all for the invitation. I'm from Vienna, Austria, and I was born here and grew up here. My father is from Ivory Coast, from West Africa, and my mother is Austrian.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And so you grew up here, you went to school.
Yes, yeah. I went to kindergarten, to school, and now I'm at university, also in Vienna. Okay. So I've spent here all my life.
Oh, nice. What are you studying?
I'm studying law. That's my major. And then I'm also doing African studies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm currently in the master's program of African studies, focusing on history and society.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's nice. So let's start with how you grew up. So, I mean, your father's from Ivory Coast, mm-hmm. Your mother's from here, so there's, let's say, a big difference in skin color when you grew up. So how did you feel about that? What did you think about it? Did you notice it or...
Well, yeah. I definitely noticed it when I went to kindergarten. And you had the first reactions of other kids pointing out your skin color. And then when I was in elementary school, it wasn't really much of an issue. But then when I went to high school in my first years, I also had a very nice dynamic in my class. So it wasn't an issue at all. But then when we went further and, you know, everyone is in their teenage years and exploring themselves and then, you know, then that's when it mostly started, when there was also racist comments or just not really directly having racist comments, but then making stupid jokes. So it was more of a subtle way of racism.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Did you have some a safe space, like where you could talk about this, or did you have mostly white friends who didn't understand the issue?
Yes, I only had white friends when I grew up because okay. I grew up in the 7th district, so it was a predominantly white environment. And also my Austrian family, everyone is white because I have my African family is still in Ivory Coast. So it was always a strict separation. Either I was in Vienna or in Austria with my white friends, white family, or I was in Ivory Coast with my African family.
Okay. Did you also notice something different in Ivory Coast, so that the people thought differently about you because you were not that Ivorian?
Yes, of course. Like, because there was always the fun fact that when I went to Ivory Coast, I was a white girl, and then when I was here, I was a black girl. So it was... You never really fit in. You're always someone. You're always a stranger everywhere.
Yeah, that sounds really difficult. Do you have some, let's say, things you can do about it that makes you feel better, or do you have? Did you read some books about it or something? So you, I don't know how to say it. So you maybe have a feeling where you can...
Well, when I grew up, I didn't really have that. But every time my father would come back from Ivory Coast, he would bring, you know, he would show me some music on YouTube or... basically just telling me stories about it. I would read some books, but then I could never really fully relate to their stories because the books were also about... poor African children mm-hmm. running through the desert. So it was a nice story, but I couldn't in any way relate to it.
Yeah.
So when I grew up, there wasn't really much of a space or opportunity for me to connect to it. But then, you know, when you grow up, being confronted with racism or with your African heritage is just one part of your concerns.
Yeah.
There's so much other things going on as well. So it was an issue for me, but it wasn't really a major issue. But then, of course, when you grow older, then you want to know where you come from, since everyone is telling you that you're not from here. So you kind of want to explore what people are talking about when they reject you in society. So this is when my interest, or not really interest, but when I felt the need of going to Ivory Coast.
Okay.
But it was more like towards the... Yeah, it was more like when I... It started when I was like 15, 16.
Okay, so you've been in Ivory Coast for the first time with 15 or 16?
No. The first time I went there was when I was very young. I was only 6 months old. My mother decided to go with me and my older brother to Ivory Coast, and she stayed there with us for 6 months. And then I went again when I was 12, but only for 2 weeks, so it was more of a vacation, seeing everyone, just having, you know, seeing the faces of the stories I used to listen to. But then when I graduated from high school, I wanted to go, but this is when the Civil War broke out, 2010, so I couldn't. And then I went 2014.
Okay, this was your first time as a grown-up.
Yes, as a grown-up, and then I stayed there for 3 weeks. And the last time I went there was last year, and I stayed there for 2 months.
Oh, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So you really like it there with family and everything?
Yes,
and...
definitely, I enjoy it. When I arrive at the airport, I feel like that's my second home. So I really feel very comfortable also being with my family there.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah, what I wanted to ask also, is there any change happening right now? Do you have the feeling that it's getting better with racism, with people talking about Africa in a different way? Because when I grew up, Africa was a poor country and every child was dying there out of hunger, or slavery. This was the two main things people were talking about. Mm-hmm. So do you think there is a change happening right now, or... do you think it's just, for a few months when it's in and everyone is talking about it, and after that nobody cares anymore?
Well, for me the change started when I started going to university, because this was the time when I could choose the people I surrounded myself with. So for me, this is when the change really started. And then I also had more and more black friends, but also Austrian friends, of course. And also with the black friends, just sharing their, like, also being part of the diaspora and growing up here as a black person, but having their roots there, but not really fitting in any of the countries. So this is when for me the change happened. And of course this year with George Floyd and all the protests, it became, the issue of racism became more visible, but I don't really think that it changed anything of how people think about Africa. And yeah. But what I felt is like the black community in Vienna grew together much closer, and there's more exchange within the community. And this is a very positive change that I realized.
And that's interesting to hear. I think, do you have anything, do you want to tell me anything, or to close everything up? Do you want to talk about anything special?
Well, I do think, because just to add on the question when you said if I see a change of the African perception in society, I just want to add that through music, especially Afro beats, and also black people in the United States are doing right now, that they're looking for their identity on the African continent, so they try to portray Africa in a positive way, and also as I said, through music, I think there is also much more value from the African community for African culture now.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right. It's more and more, and everything with especially music. I mean, Beyoncé is now doing a whole album on Africa, and I think it's really interesting because people see that as the positive image of Africa, even though she's not really, she's Afro-American. So
yeah, but also Burna Boy now with his, he's becoming more and more popular, and you also, when people are driving in their cars through the streets, sometimes they listen to Burna Boy. I don't know if they know where he comes from, but it's African music. So it's just nice to even have this representation on the streets, or in, now if you go to parties and clubs, you're more likely to hear some African music as well. So this is a very positive change.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming today. It was a really interesting talk to you, and yeah, I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.